Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535. MJ Holt is the owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal, where she assists people who want to know what's happening in their body right now. Approved by the FDA in 1982, DITI is an unsurpassed, safe, non-invasive screening technique that detects the sympathetic nervous system that reacts and responds to pain, pathology, injury, or dysfunction anywhere in the body that may go undetected with X-ray and other tools. Thermal Imaging of SoCal is located in Agoura Hills, here to serve by appointment. Call Thermal Imaging of SoCal when you are ready, 310-463-2318, or visit www.tiofsc.com.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and happy holidays. We are in December, and I'm so excited to be here again. And, of course, Tracy, you must be loving this.
This has been fun. Yeah. I'm back again.
There you go. Well, we have a great show for you today. And, you know, like all of our other shows, I do want to do a little shout-out. Well, for Bowling for Bucks, we've got Bowling for Bucks, and that is today, and that is the first annual Moore Park College Foundation bowling, and so that's going to happen here at the Harley Simi Valley, and again, it's money raised for the event goes towards all the scholarships for deserving students.
That's so fantastic.
Yeah, you're like one of those full-time students, aren't you? I mean, you always go back to school for things, right?
Well, yeah, I do.
I think that's so important. I really think that we should never stop learning.
Well, if you're not learning, you're not living.
Yeah. Ooh, I like that. I like that. Also, I'm really excited to say this weekend we've got Homes for the Holidays, and we got the home tour in Red Barn Holiday Boutique, and that's Sunday, December 3rd, 13th, and that is the Meadowlark Service League, and this is a 37th annual charity event. I can't believe it's been that long. I love going through the homes, and in our second show, we've got
creative people can be.
Yeah, we've got a representative from there. We've got Rosalind, and she's going to be in the studio talking about it. And of course, we've got tickets for that. But I do want to say, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. I do want to remind everybody of our podcast. Go and download our podcast. That is on iTunes/Kim Pagano Show. And you can listen to all of our shows anytime. It's right there an hour after we play here. Also on Facebook, Twitter, follow us all the way through all those great places, and because we're always giving away stuff on there. And again, if you're just waking up, starting your day in a positive way, I'm Kim, and you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life, right here in the 805. And of course, Tracy's joining us today. And Tom, how are you doing?
Everything's going great, Kim. Beautiful Saturday morning.
There you go. We've got lots of fun guests and lots of informative guests. It's funny. I always think of the end of the year is kind of like the beginning of the new year in a sense, because you kind of reflect on where you've come, you know, your health, things that maybe you haven't paid attention to, family and friends that you haven't seen, and you kind of do an inventory of life.
Yeah, you do. You really do. And then you start looking ahead a little bit.
Yeah,
too, right?
Yeah. And you start trying to like, okay, so what am I going to do different in the next year? So we kind of, you know, set goals and you know, I always say you take the best and leave the rest, you know,
absolutely.
And that's how you look at life. So I'm really excited to be here. I always start our show with a little bit of motivation. And during the holidays, let go of the small stuff. Enjoy what you have. Gosh,
yes.
I tell you, sometimes we beat ourselves up, and it's really just about honoring who we are, knowing that we're all really good people, that we try really hard, and other than that, it's kind of...
You know, don't let yourself get lost in crazy, crazy details. You know, remember to take a step back and look at the big picture and see what's really important in this season.
There you go. That's a great one. Tom, you want to? Do you have anything to add to that?
I have a lot of Christmas shopping to do.
Do you?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
That's what
yeah.
I'm doing.
You know, I'm keeping it simple this year. I'm just keeping it really simple. Everybody, you know, my babies are going to be spoiled. But other than that, I'm keeping it simple. Very logical gifts that, you know, thank God everybody's kind of got whatever they need. Mm-hmm. And they go and buy whatever they mm-hmm. want pretty much. But, you know, it's important to just really, I don't know, just look at something that it's going to make it a little bit easier in their life. That's what I'm looking for. So anyways, I do want to do a shout out. God, we've had so many callers. We did give away a Christmas tree. We were so excited, and a wreath. And thank you for bringing home Christmas. I got one too. Beautiful, noble tree. Again, if anybody's interested in doing that, I would love to send you over to, Bringing Home Christmas. And definitely you can call them if you haven't already got your tree. I'm telling you, this is like the easiest thing. They come, they set it up, and then they actually will they'll provide you the tree, the stand, and the cleanup. They'll come and take it away
for
you too.
That's a great deal.
So anyways, call 1-888-624-3228. That's 888-624-3228. And oh my God, the guys are all so nice. And anyways, and the tree is beautiful. So again, I really definitely want to share that with everyone. I just want to do a little shout out. Some of our listeners, you know, and every week we're going to change something for the new year, and it will be kind of fun. But we're going to do giveaways on the next show. And so you got to listen in to hear if you're a winner or not. But Diana Reed, Pat Dugan, Mike Blankenship, Katie Stevens, Carmen, Nancy, David Dickinson, God, there's so many. Rosie Garcia, Sandy Likens, and Vanessa Varela, just so many people that have listened to my show forever, and Jack Caputo. Just I love that. I love that. They, you know, and it makes it worthwhile to do what I do. So I just want to really say thank you to them. Also, a big shout out to the Christmas Carol over at Rubicon, and we've got tickets. And I definitely want to do that. Tom, let's just start off really quick with all of our giveaways, and then we'll get started with our show.
Pete's Breakfast House, $25 Freebirds World Burrito. That sounds like a tour. Urbane Cafe, yeah. Midtown Cafe, Veggie Grill, Rubio's Fresh Mexican Grill, Dickie's Barbecue Pit, Paul Martin's Famous Dave's, and a free kids meal from The Habit. We also have running through the 20th, Rubicon Theater presenting A Christmas Carol. How about December 16th? We have Jason Love doing some comedy, and that's going to be at the Paseo Camarillo Cinemas, presenting Laugh Out Loud Comedy. And finally, through December 27th, Simi Valley Cultural Arts Center presenting Winter Wonderettes.
There
Lots
you go.
Of fun.
And what was the last
there's more.
One?
There's
I gave you one
boy,
more.
There's something written, handwritten.
Yeah.
A home tour and Red Barn Holiday Boutique, that's Sunday, December 13th, Metal Arc Service League.
There you go. There you go. And so we've got tickets all let. Let's start off with a Pete's Breakfast House. And that number is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Let's talk about our guests this morning. We've got Fraser Smith going to be joining us, the Complete Brain Exercise Book. Ooh, I wonder if you don't have to exercise. You just got to think about it. I don't know. But, and then we've got Dr. Mikado Trotter, and he's going to talk about Complete Acne Health and Diet Guide. Do you see where I'm going with all this? It's about getting your life in, you know, I always think it's from the inside out. So with that, even as a hair therapist, you know, you look good, you feel good, you do good. Let's invite our first guest on, Fraser Smith. Are you there?
Hi, Kim. How are you?
Very good, thank you. How are you?
Great, sitting here in Lombard, Illinois, and very happy to be on the show.
Oh, nice. Well, happy holidays.
Not far from my hometown.
Yeah, see, there you go. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Fraser. Obviously, your book, The Complete Brain Exercise, is this your first book?
This is about my fourth book. This is my third book with Robert Rose, which is part of my mission to educate the public about ways to stay healthy. Also authored a couple textbooks. I'm a professor here at National University of Health Sciences, and I'm a naturopathic physician. And that dovetails well with my teaching, although the books allow me to reach a larger audience than I would just through our clinic.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And what a nice combination there. I mean, you know, a little bit of all that, the knowledge. I love the homeopathic, where more of a natural way, correct?
Absolutely. You know, in naturopathic medicine, we start with addressing the determinants of health and disturbances to those determinants of health, whether it be nutrition or exercise or even social support or environment. And we use a lot of remedies and things like that, but not before addressing the determinants. So in our brain exercise book, even though we talked a lot about things people could be doing to exploit the brain's ability to stay young and to keep forming new connections, there's also a nutritional component.
Oh, I'd love it. And what are we going to find exactly in your book?
What the book does is gives the reader an option to exercise different aspects of their intelligence. So we all have multiple intelligences or different subsystems in our brain and our nervous system. And what tends to happen, especially as we age, not for everyone, but for a lot of folks, is they just settle in to the things that they're good at doing or to their routines and don't necessarily stretch themselves or push themselves into doing new things or different things.
You know, I'm looking in your book right now. I mean, and you have all these different exercises. I'm telling you, listeners all out there that are tuning in and waking up and starting your day, it says read with one eye. Okay, choose a piece of reading material. Have a friend assist you by being the audience and cover up one eye. And what does that do for you?
Right, well, doing something like that gets us to use the visual processing systems of the brain in a slightly different way, and that's the whole key to a lot of things, is to ask our brain to form new connections to do something. So some of the exercises just look at mental processing, so identifying an inverted image in a field of images that are different, or doing a mental calculation really quickly. Other things involve more like a different way to package your groceries, or going somewhere and taking a different route.
I love this. Okay, so is this a personality kind of a thing too? Because it's interesting. My husband, you know, he'll be like, I think I'll take my son's car. I'm like, why? I would never think of doing that. But he always, you know, it's like he just got work shirts made, and I'm like, why are you wearing that? I just felt like doing something. He always wants to do something. Tom, are you anything like that? Do you always like, are you more creature of habit?
I'm a little more habit, I think. Yeah,
see,
yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
I dress off the top.
Yeah, I just, and
top
and
of the
how
drawer,
about you,
first
Tracy?
Thing in the rack.
I bet you're kind of like,
Yeah, I kind of have my habits, but every now and then I think I try to branch out a little bit, to do something a little different.
Yeah, I mean, is that a personality kind of thing?
Well, to a certain extent, it is. That's a really great way of looking at it. And, you know, I think of like your classic entrepreneurial type of person, right? They start and close 20 businesses in their lifetime and are constantly into something new. And what's interesting, though, is a lot of people in the arts and media and science or even politics, it's well known that they tend to retain a lot of their mental clarity unless they're unfortunate enough to get something genetically driven like Alzheimer's disease. They tend to retain a lot of their mental clarity and sharpness, you know, well into their 90s. I know a family therapist who's 89 who still practices almost full time and is extremely astute. You know, part of that is not just being mentally active, but getting the brain to acquire and learn new things. It actually sprouts new connections in the brain and keeps it working in a way that it doesn't if we just play the same old tape.
And give us a little idea, why are these brain exercises so important, especially in the sort of modern age that we live in with technology and all of those types of things?
Well, one reason it's important is that a lot of us are in the position to, you know, choose or ignore the kinds of activities that we might not feel so comfortable doing. In fact, we often, you know, gravitate towards what seems easy and familiar. So, for instance, our spatial intelligence, which means understanding how things lay out around us in a three-dimensional way or even be able to rotate them around, which is why my wife usually gives the directions when we're going anywhere new or even my hometown for that matter. The way that that works, you know, with Garmin or GPS, even in our phones, telling us where to turn right and turn left, it's very easy to let some of those skills go dormant. So that's one reason is, you know, we tend to become, we become a little dissociated from our environment. Our situational awareness isn't as good. And in other ways, sensory ways, even motor ways, we don't necessarily always challenge ourselves. So that's one reason it's good to branch out and use different types of our intelligence, different functions of our brain.
Huh, I love it. I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up, starting your day in a positive way here with the Kim Pagano Show. I want to say happy holidays. And of course, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're talking with Fraser Smith, Dr. Fraser Smith. And we're talking about the complete brain exercise book. I love this. Train your brain. And then also you have some health and diet plans in there. Actually 125 recipes. Are all those kind of feed our brain?
That's the idea. Of course I had to put in a couple yummy things. I think there's a couple things involving chocolate, which has some good
antioxidants. I'm so glad you're normal. Okay. I'm so glad you're normal.
I have two young children and, you know, you got to enjoy life. But what we tried to do, we looked at a previous book we did called Keep Your Brain Young, which looks at a healthy brain and a healthy body and the biological basis of a brain. You know, our brains age somewhat as we get older, but they shouldn't be aging as rapidly as they commonly do. And again, taking Alzheimer's out of the equation, it's not the case for everyone. So a lot of the recipes have brain-healthy food.
I love it. Dr. Fraser Smith, can you stay on with us? We need to take a really quick break, but I want to get into a little bit of that and also see, well, there's a lot of questions that I have for you. Would you stay on with us?
I'll be here. Thanks,
okay,
Kim.
Perfect. All right, we are going to take a really quick break. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Of course, I want to give something away, and I've got a couple pairs of tickets to the Rubicon Theater, which presents A Christmas Carol. That's going all the way till December 20th. I saw it. It's pretty amazing. It's got a great message and a huge there's tons of people in this. It's going to be so much fun. Call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, glass, porcelain, ceramic, and composite tile and slabs. Choose your kitchen or bath countertops from our rich selection of unique and exotic granite, marble, and onyx slabs. Ask about our installation project management and free design consultation services. Call us today and mention the Kim Pagano Show and get 10% off your order. 805-604-1568. That's 805-604-1568. Or visit us online at surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA. We'll help you make your dream home a reality. When it comes to traditions, Somas Nut House comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit, and gift baskets are affordable for all your needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Somas Nut House is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Somas Nut House, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Somas Nut House at 1-800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right. Everyone needs nuts in their life.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here, waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Tracy and Tom. And of course, we are so glad you're here. Our phone number is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And I'd love to give something away. How about actually some Habit? You ever go to Habit? Oh my God.
I do. Yeah, my kids love it.
What's your favorite there?
I usually get a salad when I'm there.
Okay,
I do too.
Yeah, I get the salads too, but I have to tell you, their green beans are amazing. So I've got actually kids' meals. Forget about our kids, but that's a great thing for the holidays. And we've got them for you. Call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. I do want to remind you that we are talking with Dr. Fraser Smith. And we are talking about the Complete Brain Exercise book. And if you're just tuning in with us and you want to know anything about any of our guests on our show, you need to get our newsletter that goes out every single week talking about all the things, all the events that are happening around here, and also all of our guests, so that you can get their books and find out more about them. Dr. Fraser Smith, as we were talking about, you said a lot of Alzheimer's, and what about ADD or our children or any of that stuff? Is this book work for that?
It's not as specifically targeted to ADD, but I'll tell you, a lot of the foods in the book and in the recipes would be helpful for some of that population as well. So the omega-3 fats, which we think of as coming from fish, but also a lot of nuts and seeds, are absolutely essential for normal brain function. Our brain cells are packed with these fatty acids, and a lot of diets today, even with seafood still available and everything, are deficient in them.
Wow. Okay. So that might be the problem. Mm-hmm. Correct.
Yeah, maybe. And you know, when I look at, you know, what kids eat, and it really varies among households and things like that, but a lot of it is really nutrient-poor foods. Not only really high in sugar, and that's another thing we focus on, is giving the brain good, steady energy, not too many highs, not too many lows. That's
it's called balance,
important.
Right? Mm-hmm. We're trying to always keep balancing.
Yeah, moderation and balance.
Yeah, in everything we do. So give us some brain exercises that can really be important for all of us.
One easy thing to do is just a cross crawl, which is really more of a motor learning exercise, but our brain and our body are totally integrated, and a simple thing to do is stand up straight and essentially lift one leg at the knee and reach up with the opposite hand, with keeping your core stabilized, and bring them back down and do the same with the opposite side. It's not unlike crawling, which is what a baby does as she's beginning to integrate their visual system with their motor system. And cross-crawling is a great warm-up for the entire motor system. In fact, some researchers think it takes us back to that time when we were in heavy-duty learning mode. So even something like cross-crawling or doing those sorts of, I wouldn't say primitive, but sort of really basic motor function are great, especially for anybody going through any kind of rehabilitation. They've had a stroke or something, and they're getting the therapy they need, but to be doing things that get the brain connected with the body again.
Oh, great.
I really love that, because it just really shows at such a simple level how connected the mind and the physical body are. I think that's just really fascinating.
Yeah. Now, in your expert view, okay, what's the greatest errors the average person commits when it comes to keeping the brain sharp?
You know, that's a great question. I think the biggest thing is just becoming a creature of habit, which maybe we all are in some way, but essentially executing the same routines every single day, cooking at the same time, reading the same things, watching the same shows. Now, I have two parents that are in their later 80s, and they actually do mix up their routine with different things. But, you know, that's always a temptation for them as well. And that is probably the biggest thing. So, you know, when someone, say, in that age range decides to volunteer at a hospital or learn a second language or take a course at community college or take up gardening again, not only is that great for preventing boredom, but it's actually very important for keeping their brain from atrophying.
Wow, that's interesting. So it should be more like you wake up in the morning and you go, what am I going to do with my day today? Not, okay, today's Tuesday and here's what we're going to do, correct?
Well, something different.
Absolutely. We are in autopilot more than we think, and that's actually an adaptive thing. It allows us to get done what we need to get done, and it conserves mental resources for other things, the conversations we're carrying on, the planning that we're doing. But if we just are in cruise control all the time, we actually begin to lose some of our ability to learn. So, some of the exercises involve setting a goal to learn 10 foreign language words. And again, that takes us back to that time when the sky was the limit. We're in that window of language learning, like my children are, where I use a fancy word once, and they're spitting it back to me the next day. Maybe we'll never be that plastic and that able to just absorb everything like a sponge, but we should try.
Wow, I love it.
I think that's really just amazing. Again, it's really more a lot about just kind of how you approach your day, physical things you do in your day. I think a lot of people would think about brain exercise as being more like, you know, you got to sit and do a word puzzle, or you have to sit and do some kind of mental puzzle, but this is really kind of tying into just how you approach every day.
Yeah, and you know what I find is what's kind of very prevalent right now is really being mindful. And I think this kind of comes into that. Do you agree?
Right. That's a great example of, you know, the fact that we can change the way that we talk to ourselves and change the way that we process information coming in. So maybe someone with a pain condition who decides to be mindful and not worry about how it's going to be tomorrow, but just say, well,
for today,
this is how it is.
Yeah, there you go. I love it. Leave us with a great tip, Dr. Frazier, and I would love you to send us your other book. How many other books do you have?
Two others with Robert Rose and a couple textbooks, but we've done 3 lifestyle and nutrition books so far.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I would love you to send those to me so we could have you back. I think all of this stuff is so worthwhile talking about, because so many, you know, we're all the same. We're all the makeup. We just have a different face, a different body style, different, but we all need to remember to really keep feeding our soul and our you know, our body. And with doing that, these are all great, obviously, things that we can be talking about.
Absolutely, and we can all do them. You don't need to be a computer expert. You don't even need to have a mobile phone. You just need to have a little imagination and some time.
I love it. I love it. So leave us with one tip that you can help us for the holidays.
Well, here's my tip is you don't have to stay away from candy canes and pumpkin pie and mac and cheese, but try to eat some plant food every single day, at least those 5 servings of fruits and vegetables, no matter what. And try to ask yourself this question as you're going through the day is, when was the last time that I ate, especially during the holidays?
Because you think people don't eat enough or too much?
Maybe during the workday they don't, but during the holidays, without realizing it, they're eating hourly. And so it's a good question to say.
See, I have the opposite problem. If I'm working, I forget to eat. So, you know, but you're right. So the people that just keep eating and eating, and that's where they get those extra pounds, correct?
Right. We typically gain about 5 to 7 pounds during these holidays. And
yeah.
So, you know, when was the last time I ate? And the answer might actually be
2 minutes ago.
Two
I think I better
ago.
Stop.
Exactly.
All right. Well, Dr. Frazier Smith, thank you so much. Where do we find your book?
The book is available on Amazon under Frazier Smith and Robert Rose Publications. It's very easy to get there, and we'll send out some of our other books. It was great speaking with you.
Thank you so much, and thank you for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show. I appreciate it, and share our show with everyone. Okay. Did we lose him? Okay, it's okay. Oh.
I think you said goodbye.
Okay, we did say goodbye. All right, our next guest is Dr. Mikado Trotter, and we're going to be finding out about the Complete Acne Health and Diet Guide. Tom, we need to take a really quick break. We'll do that, and let's give something away. How about Freebirds just actually joined us on our show. And if you've ever had any of their burritos, oh my God, they're very good. So I would love to share a gift certificate for somebody out there. Call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008, and leave us your name and your number, and one of our team members will get back with you. All right, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Looking for a new restaurant to try in Camarillo? Join Mission Oaks Cafe for a fresh and local dining experience. Mission Oaks Cafe now features a new menu, elegant wine pairing nights, authentic Mexican tamale Tuesdays, the Build-A-Burger, ribeye Fridays, live music every weekend, and a full bar. Mission Oaks Cafe can also take care of all your catering orders, big or small. Open 7 days a week. Call 805-482-1022 to make a reservation. That's 805-482-1022. Visit them online at missionoakscafe.com.
The word mindfulness is everywhere today, and for good reason. In our frantic 24/7 world, managing stress is a necessity, and mindfulness helps you be both highly effective and at ease all day long. Audrey Walzer has given hundreds of people in the 805 science-based mindfulness tools to downregulate the stress response through her Learn Mindfulness Meditation courses. Register now for September classes in Westlake or in Camarillo and learn to stress less. Visit the mindfulness page at LearnMindfulMeditationWithAudrey.com. That's LearnMindfulMeditationWithAudrey.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life in the 805. And of course, I do want to remind you that we'll be here till 8 o'clock. We've got amazing guests that are going to be joining us. And of course, on our 7 o'clock, we've got Frances Beebe. And we're going to be talking about chocolate chip cookies and the holidays. You know, it's funny. I always get some, like, we were just talking about that extra pounds. I just got a couple packets of different kind of cookies and baked goods and all that. Also joining us is Rosalind Priado. And she is from the Meadowlark. And we're going to be talking about Meadowlark Service League and their 37th annual charity event, and that is the Homes for the Holiday, a home tour in Red Barn Holiday Boutique. That's tomorrow, and also this time they're actually doing a home tour and champagne brunch, and that's happening over at the Manhattan of Camarillo. So lots of stuff going on, and definitely we want to talk about all that. So that's going to be our second hour. I hope that you stay with us and join us. And of course, right now we're going to be talking with Dr. Mikado Trotter, and we're going to be talking about the Complete Acne Health and Diet Guide. And let's join Dr. Trotter. Dr. Trotter, are you there?
I am here. How are you doing today, Kim?
Thank you so much. I'm doing great. Happy holidays.
You as well.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about yourself, and is this your first book?
The acne book is my second book. So with Robert Rose, the same publisher, I did the Complete Leaky Gut Health and Diet Guide. Leaky gut has become a hot topic in the last couple of years, at least with blogs online. So this is a comprehensive approach to treating leaky gut.
Oh, great. Well, we got both of you guys on today, so that's great. So tell us a little bit about, are you a dermatologist?
Naturopathic doctor, but I see a lot of patients for dermatology concerns.
Okay.
So interestingly, both books have to do with dermatology. Leaky gut syndrome actually is tied to eczema and psoriasis, which I see a lot of in Toronto. Our climate can be very cool and dry in the winter, so a lot of people have eczema and itchy, dry skin. And then acne is just something that's a common problem. A lot of it is diet-related, and dermatologists have their typical regime that they recommend, but I'm taking a natural approach.
So, okay, what is acne? Is it almost like something that's bad inside your body that is like erupting, and that's it's trying to tell you?
Yes, it's multifactorial. I know everybody wants a simple answer, but unfortunately, just like everything else with our health, it's multifactorial. So acne is normal, quote unquote, in the teenage years. It's about 85% of the people in their teens suffer from acne, and that's just natural response to the hormone surges. So hormones is one component we're all aware of, but the diet is a huge part when acne continues into your 20s, 30s, and 40s. And I see a lot of patients for adult acne, and they become very frustrated because it should have been something that was gone years ago.
Right, right. And now, what about, like, stress acne?
Yes. Oh, sorry. Can you repeat the question again?
What about stress acne? A lot of people have stress acne, correct?
Absolutely. So same with almost every health concern, but especially with skin conditions, there is always a stress component. The stress affects a hormone called cortisol. That's our stress hormone. And that controls blood sugars in the body, which then controls hormone secretion on skin, which can lead to a pimple.
Okay.
So there is a physiological explanation for it as well.
Wow. So let me ask you a question. Okay, what are some natural products and treatments that we can use to treat acne? Or, you know, if it's even stress, is it treatable?
The stress, it depends on the person. So sometimes you can't escape the stress. Sometimes it's about your own response to the stress that other people wouldn't have as exaggerated of a response. So, you know, sometimes I'll refer people to a therapist, or we just talk about issues in the session, how to cope with stress. If it becomes something bigger, then I'll refer to a therapist. In terms of things that you can use to treat acne, of course, it's a multi-billion dollar industry in terms of skincare. But a lot of the times, if you ask people, people with acne have, you know, they've tried hundreds of different products, but obviously nothing is actually helping their skin. So my approach is to treat everything that your skin is covering, which is your whole body. So you have to treat the inside in order for it to reflect on the outside, which is the skin.
That makes sense. Yeah, so feeding the inside for the outside, correct?
Exactly.
So so would you start with food-wise, or, you know, I mean, everybody says clean eating. Clean eating is, you know, get rid of all the processed food, and, you know, is there more to that?
First, absolutely. The first step is always clean eating. The diet is the foundation. For some of them, a lot of my patients, the diet will improve their skin completely. For other patients, it might be 50%, 30% of the problem. And then there's other things that we need to address. But for sure, we always have to address the diet. So as you said, of course, all the artificial junk in our diets, just the modern day problem, it's very hard to avoid. But we need to go back to whole food eating. So things that we'd eat 100, 200 years ago. Simple, basic things.
And so is that what anything that, you know, grows from a tree that is, you know, how do they say it? What? Less than five words in the ingredient, right?
Exactly.
Kind of like, yeah, kind of the raw foods and the natural foods.
Yeah.
And
is that correct?
That's right, yes.
Yeah.
And so Dr. Trotter, aside from, like, diet, obviously, what are some other lifestyle habits that might be contributing to people's skin woes?
Okay, lifestyle habits. So stress would be the big one, and then the diet is also a stress as well. It could be chemical stressors. There's so many different factors that we address. There can be hormone issues, but again, when we get into all of these different aspects that can be contributing to acne, whether it's a hormone issue or whatnot, it always does go back to diet. So and then it could be sleep. Sleep is very important. We sleep about 2 hours less than we did in 1940 on average, which is a substantial difference.
Wow. So could that leave us, you know, with skin problems?
Yes. So that stress hormone I talked about, that same stress hormone, cortisol, which basically increases blood sugar. So, the classic example is caveman or cavewoman being chased by a bear. So your cortisol levels rise, so your blood sugars increase so that your muscles can activate and you can run away. Now it's a little bit different. It's these chronic stresses that we can't run away from, and then you get weird chronic diseases. Acne is one of them. So not sleeping enough will also increase your cortisol levels, which can lead to breakouts in acne. So sometimes the most basic things are the most important things. Of course, you can always get into supplements to help with certain things, but the basics is the first thing I always want to address with patients.
Now, what about, like, different, like lupus, skin lupus? Are you familiar with any of that?
Oh, yes. So autoimmune conditions.
Correct.
Absolutely. So the leaky gut book that I wrote, the leaky gut is connected to a lot of different autoimmune conditions, including lupus, psoriasis, thyroid problems, rheumatoid arthritis, and that's by treating the digestive tract. So as naturopaths, when it's something related to the skin or anything else, we always want to make sure the digestive tract is functioning properly and in good health in order for other things to follow suit.
Wow, that's interesting. Do you have, no, okay. So what would you, you know, we had a guest on last week, which was really interesting, of eating for your blood type or eating for your lifestyle, you know, your makeup, I guess you would say. What's your thought on that?
I think I have actually seen Dr. Diadamo, who pioneered that research. I've seen him lecture. I wasn't sure what to think of it before, but when I saw his research, it sounded very plausible. And he was pretty open that it seemed to work for not every single person as a cookie-cutter approach, but for a majority of people, which I thought was very honest, and I do think that there is some truth in it. The books that I wrote, you know, if someone is presenting with acne, there is likely a sensitivity to sugar spikes in their system. So what we're trying to do with the acne book as an example is trying to control the sugar spikes, and not just sugar like a candy bar or a chocolate bar, but other things that are a little more insidious, like anything made out of flour, which would be bread, pastas, baked goods. Those are the things that really push us over the edge.
And what about soft drinks?
Yeah, soft drinks. Soft drinks for sure. There's a big X on those. Whether it's leaky gut, whether it's acne, I can't even rationalize any nutritional benefit to those.
You talk about leaky gut, and I know we're going to have a guest on our show talking about that. But what does that mean, leaky gut?
So leaky gut, the term is a little bit disconcerting to most people because it seems that it's describing holes in the digestive tract. In a way, it is, but at a very microscopic level. So you're not going to die of a serious gut infection. But what it means is that there is the absorption through the digestive tract is compromised, and that's essentially what it is. So you're allowing particles that are absorbing into your digestive tract that shouldn't be, and that can trigger responses in your bloodstream and immune system, which leads to a whole host of other conditions like autoimmune conditions.
So can you ever get rid of any autoimmune diseases?
You can get rid of autoimmune diseases. So conventionally, it's usually called remission. And the typical approach is giving prescription medication that suppresses the immune system, which can be effective, but there is always a list of side effects involved. For example, psoriasis. When psoriasis gets very... Psoriasis is a skin condition. That'd be very thickened skin. It's an autoimmune condition. And it can be very severe and cover your whole body and dramatically affect your lifestyle. So one of the strong prescriptions that you get to would actually suppress your immune system, and some of the side effects include cancer. So yes, that will help symptomatically, but if you stop, it's going to come back. Whereas if we're treating internally, we can actually see how your body is adjusting and how your skin improves. And I have seen people go into complete remission just by diet and supplementation, natural approach.
Really? Dr. Trotter, will you stay with us? Because we need to take a really quick break. But when we come back, I want to talk about some sun and what your thought is on protecting our skin with the sun and, you know, vitamin D and all those kind of questions. So will you stay with us?
No problem.
Okay, great. You are listening again to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Our phone number here is 419-0008, 419-0008. We're only in our first hour. We've got a whole nother hour left with some great guests, and I hope that you stay with us. Of course, I want to give something away. We've got some Rubio Fresh Mexican Grill gift certificates. I'm telling you, they're so good over there. And
love the fish tacos.
I see. Yeah, there you go. I'm right there with you. Anyways, let's have somebody call in right now. Actually, let's have everybody. We've got so many giveaways. We'd love to share them with you. So call us at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic Dentistry. Holistic Dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe, protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. located just off the 101 in Newberry Park. Schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And we're talking about really just trying to stay healthy through the holidays right now. And I know that's a lot of people got that cough and the congestion and all that stuff. But we want to stay clear of that. Again, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and I'm Kim here with Tracy and Tom, and of course we're talking with Dr. Mikado Trotter, and we're talking about the complete acne health and diet guide. And I wanted to ask you, there's so many controversies on sunscreen. What's your thought on that?
Controversies may include not knowing what the long-term effects are of some of the agents, the chemical agents that are reflecting the sun's rays. So, of course, we need to protect our skin. Of course, the best thing is avoidance. For a lot of people, that's difficult. So there are natural sunscreens available that use zinc and titanium dioxide, which are safer because we don't know the impact of some of the chemical agents.
Okay. So what are some of the natural ones?
So it would be anything that contains zinc and titanium dioxide. They can only, at least in Canada, they can only legally list it as 30 SPF. I've done a side-by-side comparison in Mexico several years ago, and it actually worked a lot better than the 50 SPF of the conventional sunscreen.
Oh, so you don't really think anything higher than 30 is really effective?
Well, it's just that I know that through regulations for those two products, they can't list it as higher than 30, but it is actually higher than 30. And so the difference is that the one con is that it gives you a little bit of a white sheen to your skin if you've ever used it, but it's actually a physical barrier, so it reflects the sun's rays, whereas the other products, the conventional sunscreens, they're chemical ingredients that that prevent your skin from absorbing the rays. So it's a little bit different.
In fact, you know, I'm really into trying to protect my skin, and so I have like a Neutrogena, not for plug for them, but Pure and Free Baby Screen, and it's actually says 60, but it's 100% naturally sourced sunscreen ingredients.
Okay, so it must be zinc and titanium dioxide.
Yep.
And do you notice with that one you get a bit of a sheen on your skin? You have to really rub it in before.
Yeah, there is no sheen.
That's the only one I can use for my younger son because he's allergic to some of the chemicals in all the other traditional sunscreens. He breaks out in a horrible rash. Well,
for pediatrics, I see that all the time. Even though I have young kids and a lot of our friends, when they put conventional sunscreens, it's just some of the reaction I've seen are scary.
Yeah, I've actually seen that online. Some of the kids that had a really bad reaction, almost, it was scary. But so this is something that, I mean, to me, this is something that I would feel comfortable using on my children or anybody, don't you think?
Yes, absolutely. And the one thing is, though, with kids, we still want to be careful with those ingredients because zinc and titanium dioxide can get into the bloodstream. So you just don't want to do it constantly. It's always best to use, with kids, to use hats or clothing that has SPF in it.
Oh, yeah, that's becoming really popular right now. Let me ask you a question. So you wouldn't use this every single day?
To wear sunscreen every day?
Yeah.
Either sunscreen or, and I guess it depends on the climate, so it's a little bit different here than where you are. But,
in Southern California.
Yeah, so maybe that's one of the things that I'm thinking about. But yes, I would definitely encourage people to protect your skin from the sun, whether that is avoidance or whether that's sunscreen, for sure.
Okay. So question. Okay, let's get back to, you know, you talked about, you know, from the inside out. What kind of meals should we be eating that's going to help us really, you know, kind of live a better life, kind of attack some of these acne or other skin problems that people have?
Okay, so what it boils down to, because if you look at all the lists of, you know, whether it's my guidelines or other clean diets, there's a long list of things you can't have.
Yeah, let's start there. So, okay. Would you say start with the can?
I would say start with the cans, because the cans are overwhelming.
Okay.
When you look at the cans to a well-constructed whole food diet guide, like I presented in my two books, it's actually very reasonable. Lunches and dinners would be something like, you know, your protein. It could be turkey, fish, chicken, lamb, with cooked vegetables, minimal ingredients, not spicy, but you can still make it taste really good. And then if you need some grains, if you're active, make sure they're gluten-free. So basically, any kind of rice is gluten-free. And people are really big into quinoa. It's becoming a lot more popular. That alone, you can make many different types of foods, whether it's stews, whether it's grilled, whether it's you know, salads. So just sticking to that for lunches and dinners is a really clean eating. And then snacks would be fruits, healthy types of nuts and seeds. And then breakfast. See, in our climate, when it's colder, people are more into things like oats.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. No, we are too. Yeah.
Okay.
It's all relative, that coldness.
I know.
Yes, that's very true. Yes.
Yeah, our cold is about 70 here, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, so for breakfast, things like steel-cut oats mixed in, you mix in nuts and seeds, you mix in berries and whatnot.
Right.
That's a really good start to the day. It's great for bowel movement.
Right.
And it's good because it's not spiking your blood sugars in an extraordinary way, especially if you're putting nuts, seeds, and berries in it. And then you're getting fibers, you're getting nutrients from the fruits and vegetables, you're getting omega-3s from the nuts and seeds. So, and then if you're having your lunches and dinners that I was mentioning before, if you look at it that way, it's not that bad. But if you look at all the don'ts, it sounds overwhelming. But the most important thing is if you're eating at home and you can control what you're doing. But I know a lot of, now there's, thankfully there's a lot of places where you can purchase food that's prepared and it's done properly.
Yeah, no problem. Okay. All right, so question. Where do we find your book?
So you can find these books on Amazon.com.
Okay.
The Complete Acne Health and Diet Guide, or the Complete Leaky Gut Health and Diet Guide. Barnes & Noble also carries it online.
Okay, so Dr. Trotter, what is the biggest thing that we can do to help our bodies?
The most important thing is proper whole foods diet, sleeping properly, making sure you're getting at least 7.5 hours, don't underestimate your sleep, and monitoring your stress. Part of the problem with sleep these days, everybody's glued to their phone or their iPad, and you end up doing nothing for an hour where you could be sleeping.
That is okay. You're in my bedroom. That's pretty sad. I had to tell you. Oh God.
So
all right.
True.
Well,
so
this has been a great talking with you, and I'd love to have you back and, you know, keep us posted. Where are you located?
I'm in Toronto, Canada.
Okay. Okay.
And thanks so much for having me on the show, Kim.
You got it. And happy holidays, and share our show with everyone.
I will, absolutely.
You got it. All right, well, we are at the end of our first hour. We've got a whole nother hour for you and, of course, more giveaways. And again, you know, I want to just reach out to everyone out there. You know, all of our guests on our show are handpicked by me. I love to kind of really look at what I'm interested in, what our listeners are interested in. And I talked to several listeners last week, and I appreciate all the input. And a lot of them are, you know, really want to be able to talk to us as the show's going on. And so we're going to try and look into that and do more call-ins so that it is possible to be able to actually talk to us, because we want to hear our input from all of our guests out there. So I'm listening to that. I would love you, when you call in, to tell us a little bit about what you like about our show, how, what things that you would love to hear or you would love new. And again, I'm so glad that you are here listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're going to do a whole nother hour right now. We're always here from 6 to 8 and then again from 2 to 3. We do have our recovery show today, and I hope that you tune in to all of our shows. I hope that we give you something to work on in your life and something to look forward to. And of course, I'm going to end this show with a moment of happiness. And of course, it always seems impossible until it's done. And I think that's just so appropriate, because as we're following into the, or ending into the last part of the month, into the beginning of the year, I really urge all of you out there to take a self inventory and really just find out what's working for you and how to, what do we need to change? What do we need to look? And sometimes we look at everybody else, but let's look inside. So with that, I hope that you stay with us. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, here in the 805, and we'll be right back.
Bringing Home Christmas, a family-owned business, focuses on raising funds for charitable organizations such as Wounded Warrior Project, Ronald McDonald House, and Children's Hospital. They specialize in delivering premium noble fir Christmas trees to homes and businesses throughout Southern California, within days of being harvested at their family farm in Washington. Unlike box store or lot trees, which have sat in fields for over a month, their trees have been displayed at the White House, and now you too can share in the beauty they provide. Each time you purchase one of their Trees with Purpose from Bringing Home Christmas, you'll have a choice of charities of which a portion of the proceeds will go to. With competitive rates and satisfaction guaranteed, we hope you'll consider Bringing Home Christmas this holiday season. Visit www.bringinghomechristmas.com or call 888-624-3228. That's 888-624-3228.